Any other new agents or strategies in ALL that you want to comment on?
I don't want to, you know, take too much time, but I do want to make a couple statements that I think are very important that are difficult to do in the community setting because there's no CLIA certified test. And the two of that is the assessment of minimal residual disease. I just saw a patient last night who was seen for consultation regarding transplant, the patient with ALL, and I really couldn't, you know, the patient's in morphologic remission, but I have no way of knowing whether the patient has MRD negative status or not. And the reference labs, by and large, are just doing immunophenotypic flow, which is looking at bulk disease, not looking at minimal residual disease. In order to do flow minimal residual disease, the pathologist has to look at 1 to 2 million events, and that's just beyond the sophistication of most reference labs. And so, you know, that makes a big decision is whether or not I'm going to send a patient to transplant now or give another couple cycles of chemotherapy or blinatumomab before transplant. So that's the first thing that is important. And then the second thing is identifying those patients who have normal cytogenetics but have this Philadelphia-like signature, for lack of a better term. And again, there's no CLIA certified test, but this is going to be developed to really identify those patients who may have a targetable approach like the Philadelphia chromosome, and we're going to learn more and more of how to treat those patients. So those are the two issues, in addition to the newer drugs, that's going to improve patient outcome.